Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
Welcome to Intentional. I am Dr. Faye, your host for this Faith Out Loud radio broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. We teach and bring messages of hope, inspiration, motivation, and transformation, teaching you that agents of change are not born, they are made. Welcome to today's broadcast, and I bring a message of hope to you today in what can seem to be a hopeless world. We look around us every day and we see people with the frowns upon their faces and are looking as though they have lost their last friend. And maybe they have, because they're looking for hope. They're looking for a word to motivate, inspire, and transform their lives. Many people are searching and don't know what they're searching for. But you and I know that there's a word for everybody, and there's an opportunity for each of us to graduate from hopelessness into a place of truth, motivation, illumination, and transformation. I truly believe that. That is why I choose to be an inspirational speaker. I choose to be a life coach. You know, the calling is a gift, but the choice is ours. We get to do what we love to do right here at America Out Loud. And on Sundays, I'm here every Sunday at 11 a.m. East Coast time, bringing a word to inspire you. That's what the entire network is about. And every speaker, every program is geared toward empowering you. Today, as we launch this teaching of hope into a world that is lost, as seems to be, has lost all hope. The Bible is my base book. It's where I go. It's my home base for every teaching. I've been so inspired through the history of the Bible, the Psalms of the Bible. I've been inspired through the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I don't think there are any greater stories that exist than those that are told through Scripture. Oh, I've read many inspirational books, as I will continue to read, because there's some amazing literature out here. But I like the Bible, and I like what it does for my soul, because I know that I can meditate in it. I can muse. I can become a muse and motivate other people, inspire other people to be more creative. After all, we've been created in the image of God. That alone should spark just a little bit of hope for those of you who are feeling lonely, depressed, and oppressed. I like what the Bible teaches me concerning what Jesus did on the cross. And I am so grateful. I'm a grateful girl because of what Jesus did on the cross. You see, the entire world was without hope and had no God in the world because of man's fallen state. In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and his wife listen or receive the words outside of themselves, they receive the words of the serpent. And when they received words are extremely powerful. When they received those words, they received a transformation, and it wasn't a good one. How many of you know that every transformation is not an empowering one? Some transformations are transformations that totally upset our inner equilibrium. When we read what the Bible has to say about hopelessness and how much inspiration we can get from that, our transformation does not upset our inner equilibrium. It actually gives us this peace, this consistent peace that passes understanding. It does not mean things don't happen, that bad things won't happen to good people, but it does mean that in spite of the bad things that are going on in my life, that I know where to go to get hope when I feel hopeless. And I believe that it is inspirational talks and messages and conversations, especially those that we're having here on America Out Loud, that are and at 5 o'clock p.m. every day with Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, 5 o'clock p.m. East Coast time every day. There are messages of inspiration, motivation, encouragement that you can listen in every day, and it's all day long. When we look at hopelessness upon the faces of our children and family members, you know, we want to help. The first response, the first act is thought is to act, to do something, right? Every time you see somebody who feels, you think they're feeling low, your response, your initial response, I know mine is, I want to do something. I want to see if I can shift them from the inside to get them mobilized and energized again, you know? Be that motivator, that encourager, because that's what I do. And so that's what I want to do. So today, I want to do that for you. I can't see you, and I can't sit there in your living room or ride with you in your car or do those physical things to be closer to you. So this is as close as we can be right now in this atmosphere. So we can come in closer together and pay attention to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Listen closely and allow yourself to receive encouragement and inspiration. Amen. Let's look at what the Bible says about hope. And every one of us has been there. You may look good now and sound good and look sharp, but you know, if you've been on this planet long enough, you've experienced some pain, and you don't have to be here very long to experience some pain, to experience some pleasure, to experience some happy days, to experience some sad days, right? We are all familiar with grief. It has become far too common for many of us. But I thank God that there's a place in scripture and passages that we can go to remind us that we don't have to stay in that place of grief. Remember, the Bible teaches us that the pain won't last forever. And I don't mean someday in the sweet by and by. In the right here, right now, whatever tears are coming down your cheeks and what, however long you had to cry last night. One friend of mine said, after she lost her son just a few days ago, she said, the tears won't stop. It's a faucet that I cannot turn off. How many of you have experienced that? I could raise my hand, the faucet that will never turn off. Those tears that keep flooding your pillow and keep flooding, you know, you just can't stop them because the hopelessness and the grief is so deep. The pain will not last forever. In Revelations 21:4, he promised to wipe away the tears from our eyes. I don't believe that was one day in the sweet by and by. I believe that's in the here, the right now, the present moment, that he wants to wipe your tears away. When you feel as if your whole world is falling up from underneath your feet, everything that you had hoped for, everything you dreamed about, every vision, every desire you had, it seems to dissipate right before you. He said he'll wipe those tears from your eyes. When you're going through difficult places, it's difficult at times to give gratitude, to be thankful, to have a heart of gratitude, to allow thank you, Jesus, to come out of your mouth, to allow yourself the space to praise him internally. Just decide to, you know, it may be difficult, but I teach people, you know what, just say thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I don't understand this mess I'm in. I don't understand these problems around me, but I can trust you. I know that you are greater in me than anything that's in this world. I know that you made me more than a conqueror in this life. I will trust in Jesus. I will trust you, Lord. I can't trust me. I can't trust these circumstances, and I can't trust what life may be doing to me right now, or I think is doing to me, but I will trust you. I will totally rely and depend upon you, my Lord, my Savior, my friend, my confidant, my counselor, my hope, my truth. I will trust you. There's no other place I can go. There's no one else I can depend upon, but I can trust in the Lord. And I'm going to trust in him with all my heart and lean not unto my own understanding in all of my ways. I will acknowledge him, and I believe that he will direct my path. When all of the world seems to be going in the wrong direction, whatever the wrong direction looks like for you, there is still God who's there, who's as your Father, who is saying to you, I am here, and I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. That I'm with you always. I'm the friend that sticks closer than a brother. You can trust me. You can depend upon me. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I love you so much that I put myself on the inside of you. I locked myself inside of you. You know, we have people to tell us sometimes when we're going through things, and you've heard people say this to you perhaps, get over it. It's going to be all right. Those are cute words, but they don't move me. You're going to be okay. This too shall pass. Well, I know that, but right now I am in so much pain. It's gut-wrenching pain. My heart is breaking, and you tell me this too shall pass. For a mother whose only son was suddenly taken away from her, she is not trying to hear that. This too shall pass. She knows that, but right now her emotions are going through hell. Her body is not feeling it. It's hurting. And Psalms 43 and 5, why I am so sad? Why am I in so much trouble? I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Even when I am going through trouble, when life is so difficult and I don't understand this pain and this heartbreak and this disappointment, and I don't know why these things are happening to me and why it seems as though my life is falling apart, I will put my trust in you, O God. I will praise you while I have breath in my body. I will magnify you. I will give you the glory. I will give you the honor. I will give you the praise in spite of my pain, in spite of my disappointments, in spite of my despair, in spite of my discouragement. I will praise your name. Jesus spoke and he said, take my burden upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy, or take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If it's not easy and it's not light, it's not him. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Yoke together with me. Walk together with me. And when you're going through the storms and you're going through the fires, when you're going through these crises, you will realize that you're not alone. You can't be alone. How could you be alone? When there's life inside of you, that's the life of Christ. You're not alone. Your friends and your family may desert you, but you're not alone. He's with you. The Apostle Paul went through a crisis. Not sure what it was. I'm really not sure what it was. Scripture doesn't teach us that. But what it does say is that He was going through something and he sought the Lord to remove it. And God didn't remove it immediately. All he heard when he was going through this trial, he said that there was a messenger of Satan that came to buffet him. And he sought the Lord thrice that he would remove it. And the Lord spoke to him and said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." That's a very powerful passage of scripture if we understand the revelation that is within it. And the revelation within that is when you are feeling your weakest, when you are feeling hopelessness, and you call upon him, you will realize that it's not you that is carrying you through the storm. It's not you that can get the strength to make it through the night through those tears. It's not you that can dry your own tears. It's not you that can stop the pain. That greater power is needed. Greater peace is needed than that which the world can offer you through medication and through all of these systems. The only real peace you can get is the peace of God, because he is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord God, our peace. He's the God of many names, many manifestations, can take many forms, but he's still the one God, the one true God. Jehovah Shalom comes in and he brings the peace that passes understanding, that even a grieving mother will know that that was Jesus. That wasn't me. There's no way my tears could be dried. There's no way this pain could have ceased and desist had not God come in and unloaded me, got that thing off of me. He told Apostle Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is all you need." What is grace? And I need to share this with you before I go to break here in a minute, less than a minute. Grace is God's unmerited, undeserved, and unearned favor. We could teach dozens of messages just on that. God's grace is sufficient. It's enough. His grace is enough. I've got to go to break, but I'll be right back for more of Intentional.
The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends, with 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, God's grace is all we need. It's God's grace that'll take us from a place of humiliation and isolation into a place of revelation and transformation, that he will take our very DNA and transform our lives. He will take it and begin to remake us and mold us and shape us from a person of hopelessness into a person of great hope and even yet greater faith, because he loves us just like that. I have something that I share with my prayer group. Wow, wake up and pray. We've been praying every weekday morning since, 2015. Yeah, 2015. And we've been praying every weekday morning. And one of the things I have taught the group is keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep the main thing, the main thing. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, even in the most horrific of circumstances, there's a glimmer of hope. You will know in your knower that God, who begun a good work in you, is faithful to complete it. Now, there are some things that are certain in this world. We know we came in this world, and we know we're going to leave out of this world. But while we are here, Let us write a story that will be worth reading long after we've exited these bodies. This presence of God that we have on the inside of us is the presence of God that takes us into a place that we're no longer feeling as though we're isolated and alone. We're no longer feeling the heaviness and the weightedness of hopelessness. We'll begin to understand that we are truly not alone. As we learn to keep our eyes upon Jesus, He strengthens us and gives us the tools that we need to make it through those trying times. When you think you can't see another day, and all of these thoughts are running through your mind rapidly, and you can't stop the traffic in your head long enough to hear His voice, He says, "Be still and know that I'm God." Jesus spoke in St. John 10, 9 and 10, "The thief come not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have life more abundantly." Life, have life more abundantly. I'm already alive, so what do you mean that I may have life and have life more abundantly? Life, that word life here is Zoe, that you would have that eternal life, God's quality of life living through you. In Galatians 2 and 20, the Apostle Paul writes these words to the church of Galatia. He said, "I am crucified with Christ, and nevertheless I live, yet not I, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who gave Himself for me." I like to say He gave Himself as a ransom for me. So that the life that I'm living right now, the Apostle Paul is explaining and revelating to us, is not the life that you think I'm living. I am living from a life force. I am living from the source of all life, so that when the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he comes against life. And when he comes against life, and that life more abundantly, that Zoe, expose and expel darkness. We expose and expel the devil. We expose and expel all wickedness and all evil. We expose and expel it. How do we do that? We do that because we abide in the peace of God. We abide in the presence of God so we can have the peace of God. We abide in that place because as we live from that place, that's what abiding is. It means living from that place. And we live from that place of life. We live from that place of peace. We're living from that God place. When we do, hopelessness will dissipate. Evil, the evil of hopelessness and stress and anxiety, another show, the evilness that comes because of those issues and those circumstances, because we've not known enough about how to use this thing called a mind in our thinking process. We've not grown enough in that space. It continues to bombard us. And even though it continues, once we learn to abide in His presence, read the book. Oh, it doesn't have everything about Him, but it does have enough. People get concerned about the lost books of the Bible, and I'm thinking, why are you worried about what's lost? Let's focus on what's found. let's get with the 66. Let's get with what we have in our hand. The text that's been the oldest text that has survived storms and wars and dark ages and whatever of God's word and God's anointing, it has survived. The scrolls survived. The text has survived. And you know why? Because there's a purpose for this collection of books, the Biblios, the 66 books. There's a purpose for them being in the earth. And we thank God for it, because when we glean from these passages, we find that we are not alone and that we have hope. When we begin to open it up and read it, and I teach people you have to read inspirational text every day. The people in our prayer group read 3 chapters every day, and then they have their favorite chapter. I'll share mine with you another time. What is it that has caused so much hopelessness in the world? Why does it come to us feeling as though our worlds are falling apart? Situations and circumstances, as I mentioned, my friend who's lost her only son just a few days ago suddenly. Or my friend Vinay, who received a call, that call, you know, those phone calls that you can get that can change your life in a moment. And she received one such call that her son had been murdered by four young people, three young men and a woman. Wow. Those phone calls that can disrupt your entire system, that can disrupt your entire day, that can shut your company down in just a day because of what was on the end of that phone call. The devil wants you to lose hope. There's an evil spirit at work in the earth. And if you don't believe it, then you just don't believe it. But there is an evil spirit at work in the earth. There is a devil loose. Now, Jesus bound him through his triumph, through going to hell, defeating death, hell, and the grave. He was bound. But we continue to give it power because we don't deal with it from a spiritual place. These things that are happening in the earth, God is not doing this. There's man involvement, and then there's evil forces at work. The thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I'll say it again so you can hear this. Go to the scripture reference, St. John 10, 9 and 10. He said, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God is not working against God, right? The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are on the same team. Satan wants to destroy you, but he cannot if you gain revelation of who you are. Once you know who you are, well, you become a powerful force to reckon with. You become, sure enough, dangerous on the devil. You become something extremely powerful. You will not even recognize yourself. You'll be constantly evolving and being transformed by the renewing of your mind to this word of God. God will not forsake you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He's not a God that he can lie. If you are in a situation, if you're in a fire, you're in a storm right now, you're going through tribulations right now, there's a scripture for that. There's an app for that. There's an application for that. Application from the word of God. And the application is, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. Yes. Don't worry about the sufferings. In the world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. There's an app for that. I have overcome the world. Aren't you glad that regardless and in spite of everything that we can experience in this world, there's an app for that in scripture? God has given us these tools to live by, to grow by, to thrive by, and these are apps you can gladly share. And I'm telling you, they are free, but not so much. It will cost you time. Time. Focus. Hello? Consistency. It will talk your time, cost you time. Yes, yes, and yes, it will. God makes a way for us when there seems to be no way. He can dry those tears even when you don't think you want to live the next day. If you'll just give him a chance to work in your life, ladies and gentlemen, he will do just that. Now, I don't know what you believe, don't know where you come from or what your background may be. I don't know if you're Wall Street or Back Street, but I do know this, that there is a place in God that every one of us can come to. I'm glad because, listen, what Jesus did, it was for the entire world. It wasn't for an elitist group of people. It wasn't for those who had the right phonetic sound on the air. It wasn't for those who had the right background or financial backing or those who had the right degrees or connections or the right network or net worth. It was for the sins of the entire world. It's a balanced system. It's an equal opportunity. opportunity system for whosoever will, let them come. And he's not mad at you. He's not trying to get you. He's not bringing pain and suffering over you to teach you a lesson. But in the middle of that mess, he will birth a message out of you and through you that the world may know that Jesus Christ is still Lord. He's still Savior. He is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And to him be all the glory. You will not be put to shame when you put your trust in him. If you trust in his word and commit your way to him, he'll establish your thoughts. He'll teach you how to walk. He'll teach you how to be. He'll teach you where to go. He'll teach you what you need to know. You don't need anybody telling you how to dress, how to be, how to sit, how to walk. As a matter of fact, he said the day will come in scripture that they shall not ask every man and every man his neighbor saying, know the Lord, for they all shall know me from the least to the greatest. The glorious thing, the other glorious thing about salvation is that when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he's on the inside of you now. He's a resident father. He's not leaving his kid. He's not forsaking you. He's not abandoning the house. He's not trying to destroy you. He wants to draw you. And with loving kindness, he continues to draw us. With loving kindness, he continues to minister to us. With loving kindness, he continues to allow us to be basking in his presence, to fill us to the full, to the overflow with his joy and with his love and with peace and with love, with grace and with mercy. Aren't you glad for the love of God that constrains us and that maintains an inner equilibrium that allows us to grow in him and come out of this place of hopelessness? I get excited about the word of God because I see it transforming lives all over the world. Hopelessness. Why are we talking about this? Because look around. Turn on your television. Hopelessness. Look at some of the feed. Look at some of the posts inside of social media. Hopelessness is all around us. And if we don't deal with our hopelessness, we are led into a place of depression. And a broken spirit dries the bone. It is crucial that we set our minds on Christ. Because when we set our minds on him, he promised to keep us in perfect peace if we will keep our minds stayed on him. And this is a great place to go to break. But I want to remind you to set your calendar, your clocks for 5 p.m., East Coast time for Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure right here on AmericaOutloud.com. And don't forget, download the app. Do it now right here on this page. And you can carry us with you because we're carrying you in our hearts. I'll be right back after this break. God bless you now.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Hopelessness will lead to depression when we feel as though that there is darkness, a perpetual darkness. We can't see into the future. We refuse to get out of bed. We're now getting into a place of depression because of this hopelessness. But scriptures teach us that in Romans 8 and 24, it says, we are saved by hope, and hope that is not seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do see, we wait for it with patience. And this is the part I want you to remember, is that the Spirit helps our infirmities, or helps our weaknesses. For we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Have you ever been to that place you just, it was just groaning time, mourning time, weeping time? Sometimes you just don't have the words anymore, but those words get you through that pain, those lack of words, that those sounds that we make, those sounds, those sounds, those groaning sounds. Holy Spirit is helping us get through it. It's almost like we're going through this labor to deliver ourselves. We're going through this labor to bring ourselves to the other side of this fire, to the other side of this pain. The psalmist said in 52 and 9 that I will praise you forever, O God, for what you've done. And Psalms 9 and 10, he says, and they that know your name will put their trust in you, and you have not forsaken them that will seek you. Sing praises to the Lord which dwell in Zion. Declare among the people his doing. Feeling hopeless? Grab a song. Grab a songbook. Find some music. Put it in your head and put it in your mouth. Begin to sing. Begin to worship. Begin to magnify him. Begin to have a spirit of gratitude. Just begin to thank God for all of the things that you see around you. You can thank him for the birds. That's not a silly thing. Where he made them. Thank God for the birds. Isn't that a beautiful sound? Thank God for the grass that's growing. Thank God. I know you may be in a blizzard place right now. A place that's filled, that has a blizzard going on. I don't know where you are, but you know, find something to be grateful for. And you don't have to look far. You really don't. Look at you. You're listening to this broadcast. You're listening to Intentional. And as you're listening to it with the attitude to activate the agent of change on the inside of you, finding out that agents of change are not born, they are made. They're made through the fire. They're made through the hell we go through. Yes, yes, and yes. They're made through all of the pain and the agony. They're made through different circumstances and situations. They are the people who have perfected those places of depression and hopelessness. They know what it feels like. They know what it looks like. They can tell you when it's coming. They understand that demon. They know, hey, that's a spirit of depression. That's a spirit of fear. That's a spirit of hopelessness. And I refuse to participate today. No, thank you. I am not going there. I'm a child of the King, and I choose to travel in the light that he is. Psalms 37 and 28 says, God will not forsake the godly ones. He will go ahead of you in Deuteronomy 31 and 8. He goes ahead. Aren't you glad God has gone ahead? He's gone ahead, seen your future, and came back into this moment to let you know what it looks like by giving you visions and dreams and hope in a hopeless world. Planting the seed of hope in you to let you know, hey, you're not going under, you're going over. You will not be forsaken. You have not been forgotten. You are on my mind. You are on God's mind today. Yes, yes, and yes. Before you got up, while you were asleep, you were still on God's mind. Your broken heart, he's concerned about that. But there's an app for that. A merry heart doeth good, like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bone. You see what hopelessness will do? It gives you arthritis, makes your back hurt. Hopelessness, a broken spirit. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So you're healed. You can receive that. You can receive everything that Jesus did and completed on that cross. You don't have to wait. You can receive it now. You can say, yes, yes, and yes, I do it now. I receive it now. I believe it now. I have hope now for a better future, and future is the next hour. Hello, it doesn't have to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Future is right the next moment or the next minute. That's my future because I haven't been there yet. My breath has not breathed through that place yet. I can breathe through that place when I get there. Hello, somebody. Amen, church. So Jesus finished this work in such a powerful way that everything that God has now belongs to us, and he has given us a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11, I believe it's the scripture that says, I know the plans that I think towards you. I know the thoughts that I think towards you to give you a hope and a future. I know what I have planned for your life. I want to give you a hope and a future. I want to do things for you that you never even dreamed about. I want to take you places that you've never dreamed you would ever go. I want to give you a hope and a future. If you'll let me, I'll revolutionize your life. If you'll give me all that you are, if you'll give me every fiber of your being, if you will just give me you, you know, the you that you can't do anything with, the you that you can't control, that thinking, that behavior, that attitude. If you'll just give it to me, I'll do things for you that'll blow your mind, really, that'll shift you out of being in that place of hopelessness to a happy heart. How about a happy heart? We used to sing this little song in church. And it's a little song with power. And it goes something like this. I've got a merry heart, and a merry heart do it good, like a medicine, like a medicine. Remember that little jingle? I've got a merry heart, and a merry heart do it good, like a medicine. Reach inside and begin to allow that merry heart that's available to you to be activated. Yes, activated through singing, activated through prayer, activated through positive reading, and read it aloud so that your ear can hear, your brain can hear, your mind can be transformed, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you will allow that to take place, there's going to be some changes in your life. Taking little baby steps. We're taking little baby steps. And as you take the steps to move out of hopelessness into a merry heart, you'll find the weight on your life beginning to lift. And you'll find that you don't feel so lonely so much. And you're not as depressed as you were. And you don't look so sad all of the time. You know? And your frown, it's not so much a frown anymore. The smile is trying to break through. You caught yourself smiling one day. You caught yourself laughing. And you didn't know you would ever laugh again, because you had to bury a child, or you had to leave your home, or you've had to close your business, or you had to walk out of a bad marriage. And you didn't think that you would ever smile again. You didn't think you would ever love again. You didn't think you had the capacity to go down that aisle again, to walk through that again. You didn't think. You just closed all doors and decided that you were not going to do it again. And then one day you met him, or you met her, or you were given the keys to another office, another opportunity came along. And you knew it was God. You did not do it. It wasn't your degree. It wasn't your network and net worth. It was God Almighty, who loved you enough to say, you know, in spite of everything, I am going to show you my goodness. I'm going to show you how good I can be to you. And that you don't have to go through another day of hopelessness, trying to get out of that place of depression, because I will be your hope. In the middle of everything you've gone through, you can now turn. How about that? You can now turn it over to me, and I will move mountains. In Mark 11, 22 and 23, as we prepare to close, and honestly, I really will close. In Mark 11, 22 and 23, the scripture reads, have faith in God. The original translation reads something like this, have the God kind of faith. Wow, having the God kind of faith, really? I can? That's for me? That if I say to this mountain, to be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass. Believe that those things which you say, not I say, they say, which you say will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. Another message. You can have whatsoever you say. What are you saying about your life? What are you saying about yourself? I have to guard what I say about Faye, because, you know, I kind of like her and I don't want to hurt her with my words. And I don't want you to hurt her with your words or your thoughts. So I have to guard what's coming out of my mouth. I also have to guard what's going in my ear, what's sitting before my eyes. The psalmist says, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I'm not interested in certain type of shows. I'm not interested in certain types of literature. I'm not interested in everything. I'm curious about a lot of things, but not enough to sit in front of it for hours upon end. Not enough to read it. You know, sometimes the title does enough, you know. Oh, the title or the topic or the, you know, does enough for me to go, I don't want to go there. Because it takes time to move out of hopelessness and depression into a place where you have an inner peace. You have Jehovah Shalom on board. You have your Jesus in the house. Hey, and he's in the house. What would Jesus do? He said, there's an app for that. And if you apply these biblical principles, these applications that we have attempted to share with you today, that we have released and given you into your lives for you to receive what the Holy Spirit wants to do for you, sir, what the Holy Spirit wants to do for you, ma'am, if you can receive it, he will move the darkness out of your life. And you will have the tools that you need, the apps that you need, that when those negative thoughts come back, you will know what to do. I'm going to lift up my hands in gratitude. You'll begin to praise God. You'll begin to worship him. You'll sing a song. I don't care. Maybe you need to cut out in a dance. I don't know what you need to do, what you need to do for you. Maybe you need to grab the keyboard or pick up your saxophone, whatever it is that buzzes you. I don't know why I said that. Buzzes you, you know, get you the buzz, get you out of that place where you're in a funk, or you're in his place, or you're feeling down, you're feeling low, to get you into the place where you can actually breathe freely and allow love to flow through you again. Wow. You don't want to be in a place of misery. You want to live in a place of mastery. Amen? That's good talk, y'all. That's good. That's good for you. And it'll build you up and encourage you. I want to pray with you today. And I want you to be a part of the prayer. And as you join me in this prayer, because my prayers are the prayers I just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity that we have in this atmosphere right here on America Out Loud. Lord God, to reach people from all over the world with a message of hope and inspiration to remind us that agents of change are not born, they are made, and they're made by you, Father, that you love us so much, that you looked past all of our weaknesses and all of our stuff. And you took our mess and gave us a message, and you took us out of crisis and manifested the Christ in us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you would take us from where we are to where we need to be. Get us unstuck from self-defeat into a place of victory in Christ Jesus. Thank you for divine intervention, even when we are not even aware of you. You are very much aware of us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the Lord God who changes not. And Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you for healing us, blessing us, renewing and reviving us, giving us the peace that passes understanding, giving us hope beyond hope, helping us to know, understand, and realize that you will not leave us nor forsake us. Lord, I thank you that you're not angry. You're not trying to shame or blame us. You're just wanting to love us and bless us. Help us to receive your love. Receive your goodness. Receive your mercy. Receive the finished works of Jesus. Let us say amen to what you've done. So be it. And Father, that when you wake us up in the middle of the night or you tap on our hearts in the middle of the day, that we will be sensitive enough to say, yes, Lord, yes, and that we will take heed, we will listen, we will have our attention, our focus on you, all eyes on Jesus. You are still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we worship you from that place of gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So be it. Thank you for being with me today, and thank you for praying. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. And you can contact me at drfay@americaoutloud.com. That's drfay@americaoutloud.com. And don't forget to join us for Intentional every Sunday at 11 a.m. East Coast time. It is awesome being here with you. And tune in for the encore at 4 p.m. East Coast time on americaoutloud.com. Join us again at 5 o'clock p.m. for, that's right, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, where my sisters and I gather around the fire with Malcolm. Yeah, and it is awesome. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you next time.